Saturday, December 18th, 2021, named classic CrossFit workout today, DT. A beloved workout. It has to be one of the most popular workouts in CrossFit because people just love to move the barbell around. But it's important to note, I think, as much as this workout's fun and as much as people love it, it is a hero workout. And there's a real person that lost their life behind every hero workout that is posted from CrossFit. So if you're interested in learning more about DT, what his story was, what happened to him, you can just go to Google, type in CrossFit hero workout DT. You can read the bio and whatnot, but this applies to every hero workout that we do. So it's always kind of something special with that. But with no further ado, let's dive into what DT is. DT is 5 rounds for time. You've got 155 pounds on the bar for men, 105 for women. This is a tough one, a really tough one. 5 rounds for time of 12 deadlifts, 9 hang power cleans, and then 6 push jerks. It's a great one, but it's a doozy. Last time we did this was June 28th, 2021. If you want to go back into your BTWB app, see how it went for you. What was your time? What was your loading? How did you break it up? You know, check out the notes section. And then see if you need to make some sort of a modification for today. We also have this as a two-person team workout. It's important to say, I mean, this workout lands squarely in some people's wheelhouse. And they just go for it. They race. You know, obviously going fast is wonderful, but not if you compromise your technique or mechanics. You want to move at whatever is an appropriately challenging pace for you without compromising your technique. There's no need for anything here to be unbroken. As a matter of fact, while there's many different styles of how you can do DT, a very popular way that people will do it is they'll do 11 deadlifts, drop the barbell, rest as needed, pick it up, do number 12. When you do number 12, you have it in the hang position. Do 8 of the 9 hang power cleans. Do 8 of them, drop the bar. Rest as needed, pick the bar up, do your 9th hang power clean. Well, now you have it in the front rack position. While it's there, try to get those 6 push jerks. Then drop the barbell from overhead, rest as needed, enter the next round, do 11 out of the 12 deadlifts, rest, pick it up, 8 out of the 9 hang power cleans, and just round and round you go. That's a very popular way to do it, but even that is very challenging, don't get me wrong. But if you're breaking everything up, let's say, you know, the 9 hang power cleans every time you do it, you've got to break it up into 2 or 3 sets every single time, and the 6 push jerks or 3 sets of 2, like, that's probably a bit too heavy. So you either need to reduce the loading or take the rest periods that you need to keep the barbell moving nice, okay? You certainly don't need to do, you know, sets of 8 and 9 hang power cleans every time. That's not what I'm saying. A short breaks are absolutely fine and nothing needs to be unbroken. But since it is a challenging loading, just be honest with yourself if it is a bit too heavy and let's go ahead and scale it down. We've got a video showing the deadlift, the hang power clean, and the push jerk. Some times here pulled from BTWB. Super Fitness Robot, men, 9 minutes and 14 seconds or less. Women, 8 minutes, 25 seconds or less. More likely time, men, 15 minutes. Women, 14 minutes and 30 seconds. The wild card option, same rounds, same movements, same rep ranges as the workout of the day as DT. The only difference is instead of using 155 and 105, men use 135 pounds, women 95 pounds. There's also a two-person team version. So that wild card option might be a great fit for people that are right on the cusp, but the prescribed loading is just a bit too challenging. The scaled option is really close to being exactly the same, but we're gonna knock down the rep ranges just a little bit, and the loading, and the complexity of a movement. So it's 5 rounds for time, 9 deadlifts, 115 pounds for men, 75 for women, 7 hang power cleans at that loading, and then 5 push press, which is a simpler movement than a push jerk. And there's also a two-person team version of that, and a video of the push press. the limited equipment option, Fun with Dumbbells. 5 rounds per time. This is a pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, a pair of 35s for women. Of course, scale as needed. Those are rugged loading. Dumbbells are no joke. 18 dumbbell deadlifts, 12 dumbbell hang power cleans, and 10 dumbbell push jerks. 5 rounds per time. You'll probably wish that you had a barbell. The limited equipment crew are some of the toughest human beings on the planet, period, end of story. There's also a two-person team version of that. We've got a video showing the dumbbell deadlift, dumbbell hang power clean, and the dumbbell push jerk. Super fitness robot time for the Leo crew, limited equipment option crew. 11 minutes, 30 seconds or less. More likely time could creep up to 20 minutes. No equipment workout for the day. 5 rounds for time, 20 glute bridges, 9 broad jumps, and 6 strict handstand push-ups. If you can't do them strict, don't worry. Kip them or do 15 regular push-ups per round. And for those glute bridges, a 1 second pause at the top of each rep, please and thank you. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. This is an either or. Either the overhead carry, mark out 100 feet, lock out a barbell overhead, pair of dumbbells, pair of kettlebells, march 100 feet with that object locked out overhead, heavy as you safely can. Rest a couple minutes, do it a second time. Rest a couple minutes, do it a third time. Or, so not both, or Turkish get-ups. 3 rounds of 5 to 7 with the left arm, 5 to 7 with the right arm, resting 1 to 2 minutes between rounds. You choose the loading video of that movement as well. The other part of the optional accessory work, you're warmed up pulling off the ground. Now, warm up more if need be. Be smart with the increases in loading. But 3 heavy triples on the deadlift, resting 2 to 4 minutes between sets. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes. Casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the glute stretch, holding 1 to 2 minutes per side. And the foam roller for the back and lats. Both of those stretches have videos. And just like that, another week comes to a close. Thanks to everybody for being a part of it. Don't forget that every Friday in the private track, the closed Facebook group, I post a video about the upcoming week's workouts and how to modulate intensity, because they're not supposed to be 100% intensity every day. It's not sustainable or accurate. So I give you my game plan for the week. Other people post their thoughts, and then knowledge is spread, and we're doing this for years and years. So that's it. Enjoy your weekend, and I will see you back here on Monday.